you for joining us for Threat Monitor. Today we'll take a look at how to protect your organization against organized cybercrime. Before we begin, we have a word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is sponsored by Webroot Spy Sweeper Enterprise, the recognized category leader in anti-spyware. Webroot Spy Sweeper Enterprise has been ranked number one in product effectiveness by an independent Veritest report and number one in customer satisfaction after receiving the highest user ratings in a recent Information Security Magazine survey versus the competition. For more information, go to www.webroot.com/enterprise/products/. Now on to our podcast. Today's tip, How to Protect Your Company Against Cybercrime, is written by Ed Skotus, founder and senior security consultant with Intel Guardians. Organized cybercrime is alive and well. Criminals are invading cyberspace and utilizing its anonymity, widespread reach, and disjointed law enforcement status to further their illicit money-making schemes. Security practitioners need to be aware of this activity and understand what they need to defend against. For cybercriminals, it all comes down to the bottom line. Attackers have been known to threaten organizations with denial-of-service floods unless the companies fork over $20,000 to $50,000. Such extortion attempts, once focused on offshore gambling and porn sites, have recently moved upscale, targeting small and medium-sized e-commerce sites, including financial services companies that manage investments and credit card processing. Flooding such sites hits the bottom line dramatically and quickly, making them a tempting target for attackers. Other cybercrime attacks focus on stealing sensitive information from employee and consumer computers, including account numbers, credit card numbers, and passwords for critical applications. With this sensitive information, attackers can assume the identity of consumers, fraudulently purchase high-ticket consumer electronic devices, and ship them overseas for resale at a handsome profit. Using the cash available from these attacks, bad guys have created an organized cybercrime industry, channeling some of their ill-gotten gain back into research and development to create more powerful malware for more insidious attacks. Many of these criminal schemes, especially denial-of-service extortion and the pillaging of personal financial information for credit card fraud, involve bots, semi-autonomous agents surreptitiously installed on victims' computers for remote control en masse. Groups of bot-controlled machines under the command of a single attacker are called botnets. With a botnet of 10,000 to 1 million controlled systems, an attacker can benefit from huge economies of scale. In a flood, a botnet can let an attacker generate gigabits per second of traffic, gumming up even the hardiest of internet sites. Using keystroke logging and screen scraping functionality on a botnet of thousands of machines, an attacker can pillage sensitive information from consumers and employees alike. To prevent your organization from becoming a victim of a botnet-generated denial-of-service attack, keep your ISP's emergency contact number on hand. Don't rely on the regular phone number for billing or the abuse email address for critical emergencies like a packet flood. You need a hotline number that you can call for instant help if a flood ensues. Some ISPs have developed automated sensor networks to detect and instantly throttle the traffic patterns associated with denial-of-service floods. Several vendors, including Arbor Networks, Mazu Networks, and Cisco Systems, are marketing such flood control technologies. Ask your ISP what kind of technologies they are using to detect and thwart such floods. If they don't answer, suggest that they investigate such technologies to help protect their most important customer, you. Next, help prevent bots from being installed on your organization's computers. An organization failing to exercise due diligence in securing its computers could be held legally liable for identity theft attacks against its employees. To lower the chance of bot infiltration, thoroughly deploy antivirus and anti-spyware tools and update them daily. Antivirus tools typically have rudimentary anti-spyware capabilities, but this functionality pales in comparison to full-blown anti-spyware tools. Maximize your advantage by deploying both technologies. Cybercriminals have the opportunity to make more money the longer a bot is installed. So attackers frequently release updates of their bot code, necessitating daily updates to antivirus and anti-spyware signatures. Furthermore, many bots are successfully deployed thanks to unpatched system vulnerabilities, especially client-side vulnerabilities in browsers. Make sure you rapidly test and apply the latest patches in your environment. When a new vulnerability is discovered for which there is not yet a patch, consider the workarounds offered by the vendor. That concludes this edition of Threat Monitor. Before we leave, another word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is sponsored by Webroot Spy Sweeper Enterprise, the recognized category leader in anti-spyware. Webroot Spy Sweeper Enterprise has been ranked number one in product effectiveness by an independent Veritas report and number one in customer satisfaction after receiving the highest user ratings in a recent Information Security Magazine survey versus the competition. For more information, go to www.webroot.com/enterprise/products/. Thank you for joining us today.